Hello and welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Monday, July 20th, 2015. I have Outfest news. Yes, the Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization promoting equality by creating, sharing, and protecting LGBT stories on the screen has announced the award winners of its 2015 Outfest Los Angeles LGBT Film Festival presented by HBO. And I'm going to have all of the exciting winner announcements after this. I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAIDSProject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Outfest, the Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization promoting equality by creating, sharing, and protecting LGBT stories on the screen, has announced the award winners of its 2015 Outfest Los Angeles LGBT Film Festival presented by HBO. The festival ran from July 9th to July 19th, 2015. And I'm going to bring to you now all of the announced awards. And I apologize in advance if I massacre anybody's name. So, in the audience awards, we have documentary short, A Place in the Middle, directed by Dean Hammer. Dramatic short, The Letter, directed by Angelus Cruz. Documentary feature, The Glamour and the Squalor, directed by Mark Evans. Dramatic feature, Fourth Man Out, directed by Andrew Nachman. First U.S. dramatic feature, Those People, directed by Joey Kuhn. In the Grand Jury Awards category, For excellence in filmmaking, we award special jury mention to Chindis, a masterfully crafted intimate portrait of the courageous Cape Verdean trans community. We award, I'm reading this directly from Outfest, so I say we, but I'm not on the jury or the festival staff for that matter. I'm reading their press report. So, we award Best Documentary Feature, A Sinner in Mecca, for gay filmmaker Parvez Sharma's daring iPhone journey of acceptance into the heart of Islam. For richly multidimensional portraits of gay men balancing their forbidden relationship with their Muslim faith in post 9/11 New York, the best actor in a U.S. feature goes to Curtis Cook Jr. and Kerwin Johnson Jr. in Nas and Malik. For capturing with a quick-witted humor the sympathetic qualities of a difficult character and humanizing the issue of sex addiction, the best actress in a U.S. feature goes to Judy Greer in Addicted to Fresno. For its remarkable depth of character history and its sincere and complicated exploration of family, home, sexuality, and parenthood, the Best Screenplay Award goes to Sebastian. For its deft use of humor and its unexpected subversion of expectations, the award for Best U.S. Narrative Feature goes to Nasty Baby, directed by Sebastian Silva. For its eerie elegance, audacious storytelling, and carnal depiction of love, I think I need to see this one, the International Dramatic Feature goes to Everlasting Love, directed by Marcel Flores. For its inspiring portrait of a beloved young activist and advocate for transgender rights, the jury prize for documentary is given to Brockington, directed by Maggie Sloan, Mason Skloot, and Sergio Ingato. For its confounding and provocative reflection, we award the jury prize for experimental short film to The Lamps by Shelley Silver. For its evocative cinematography that captures desire between two young men who seize the night, another one I need to see, one an apprentice barber and the other a young man leaving for the military service, now I really need to see it, we award the jury prize for short narrative to Tremulo, it's probably pronounced Tremulo, directed by Robert Fiesco. For its innovative storytelling that transcends language and redefines companionship through the animated portrait of two astronauts whose commitment to each other is out of this world, we award a special jury prize to We Can't Live Without Cosmos, directed by Konstantin Bronzit. Now into the special programming awards. For crafting a funny and moving portrait of a young trans man living his truth in rural North Carolina, reminding us all that love can prevail even in the face of intense bigotry and ignorance, the 2015 Programming Award for Emerging Talent goes to Halevi Lovin for Deep Run. For risking incarceration by telling the story of LGBTQ Kenyans in a country where homosexuality itself is a criminal offense, and for its deft balance of documentary and narrative filmmaking technique in capturing subjects who are forced to keep their identity secret. The 2015 Programming Award for Artistic Freedom goes to Jim Chuchu and the Nest Collective for Stories of Our Lives. For moving trans cinema forward by placing its heroine firmly into genre storytelling, and for its powerful evocation of the mux culture of small-town Mexico, the 2015 Programming Award for Artistic Achievement goes to Rigoberto Perez Cano for Carmen Tropical. That's Carmen Tropical. So that is the rundown of all the awards presented this year. Founded by UCLA students in 1982, Outfest is the world's leading organization that promotes equality by creating, sharing, and protecting LGBT stories on the screen. Outfest builds community by connecting diverse populations to discover, discuss, and celebrate stories of LGBT lives. Over the past three decades, Outfest has showcased thousands of films from around the world, educated and mentored hundreds of emerging filmmakers, and protected more than 35,000 LGBT films and videos. Outfest Los Angeles LGBT Film Festival is 11 days of world-class films, panels, and parties. And I'm just going to make sure I'm going to give you the right website address for Outfest. So let me just test that really quickly. Yes, it's outfest.org. So for more information about this spectacular organization, visit outfest.org. And until next time, I'm Nicholas Snow. Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.